The first principle we're going to address is called ASP, or the Access State Principle. Now, each one of those words is very important because it will give you the keys to change the way people think and behave. Now, very often people think that in order to change or persuade someone, they need to be very persuasive or influential or somehow have really logical arguments. And whilst logic and those persuasion arguments themselves can be useful, the more important rule when it comes to influence and persuasion is don't change people's minds, change their mood. When you change people's moods, their minds will actually follow. And this comes directly from the Access State Principle. Consider this. Back in the 1970s, there was a study which was carried out in which a whole bunch of students were given a bunch of nonsense syllables to memorize. Now, half of these students memorized them while stone cold sober. The other half, on the other hand, were given a couple of shots of alcohol beforehand just to get them a little bit tipsy before they started learning these words. Then, at the end of the trial, they just waited a few hours to allow those people who'd had a bit of alcohol to sober up. And then they gave them all a test. Funnily enough, as you'd expect, the people who were sober whilst learning the words actually did better in the test at the end as well. The interesting thing is, when they reloaded the experiment, only this time, after everyone had a chance to sober up again, they gave both groups a couple of shots of alcohol. In other words, they re-induced the original state, the one of light inebriation. At that point, the second group did better, the ones that had learned the actual syllables whilst they were slightly drunk. Now, from this initial piece of research, hundreds of studies have followed, which have declared that the way people code information and all your behaviors, all your learnings, will be codified inside a specific state of mind. When you change your state of mind, you also change the behaviors you have access to and the information that you can actually remember. Think of your mind as being different rooms. Each room is a specific state. Inside that room, you will have stored all the learnings, all the information, and also all the behaviors, the muscle memory, for the things you've learned to do. So whilst you're in that room, you have access to all those things. The further you go away from that room, the harder it is to access it. This, by the way, explains why some people have trouble in exams. They normally revise under no pressure at all and are relaxed and calm and confident. Yet when they enter the exam room itself, all the pressure gets the better of them. The pressure changes their state. The tension inside them actually gets them to switch off the information that they had access to in the past. So suddenly, this person that actually knows all the answers to the question can't find the answers. Their mind literally goes blank. It's not that the whole mind goes blank, it's just that they've entered a room in which those answers don't happen to be stored. And you know this to be true because the moment they walk out of the exam room and the pressure has disappeared, what happens? All the answers they didn't have in the examination room come flooding back. Now this is a general principle which is true of everything you do. Sports people know this, that's why before they go to a big match or a big game, they have a little ritual designed to trigger the emotional response which they need to be in a peak performance state. On this CD, you'll discover the secrets to help people access those kind of states in which their ability to perform at peak level gets improved, their ability to focus, their ability to solve problems, their ability to be inspired and have a better life. All these things will be embedded inside the state, and you will have the master keys that will unlock that door and allow people to change their moods. Now imagine that a person's nervous system was like a bunch of fairy lights around a Christmas tree. Every time that a unique configuration of these lights lights up, a new state has been created. Now this state is a complex thing. It's partly the emotional thing, it's also a physiological thing. So for example, when you are waking up in the morning and you just remember a dream, you'll have realized that whilst you maintain the exact same position, you can pretty much remember the old dream still. But the minute you move, when you roll over or sit up, suddenly the dream begins to drift away. And that's because your neurology is also part of your whole physiology, the way you carry yourself. So when you want to change the way people feel, when you want to change their state in order to change the way they think or their behaviors, you need to change the way they stand or carry themselves. You need to change the way they think, in particular the pictures they make inside their minds. And you also need to take control of the emotional triggers that actually trigger off all these various responses inside of someone. Now, with conversational hypnosis, the access state principle becomes 10 times more powerful. And this is because hypnosis becomes like a platform to amplify experiences. It makes experiences more intense and therefore more powerful. So when you take a state in which someone is okay at performing something and you intensify it, the ability to perform that particular task becomes better and better and better as the state improves itself. With conversational hypnosis, you can help sports people improve their performance. You can help salespeople sell better. You can motivate your entire company. And you can just help your friends and colleagues and neighbors around you just have that much of a better life. Problems will seem easier to solve. And relationships will be smoother and more interesting because of this. So, remember that everything you learn on this home study program will still count. It all comes together into a beautiful mosaic where every piece has the effect of accentuating the impact of every other piece.